Levinson.
Now, this has been a controversial issue, particularly under the Trump administration. But there are legal issues ranging from the First Amendment to due process and to whether people have the right to make these changes in their lives. So the Supreme Court has decided to take this case, and it will be heard in this upcoming year.
Colorado is among roughly half the states banning conversion therapy. The Trump administration has arrested and wants to deport a Columbia grad school alumnus who helped lead pro-Palestinian protests there. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum tells us a federal judge temporarily blocked the deportation pending a hearing Wednesday.
One can imagine that the hearing on Wednesday will involve the Department of Homeland Security arguing that Khalil is subject to deportation because he presents a risk to national security and as the main organizer of the Columbia protest has provided material support to Hamas. Khalil's argument is that he was merely exercising his First Amendment rights to criticize Israel.
A high-stakes meeting on Ukraine will begin within hours in Saudi Arabia between the U.S. and Ukraine.
The two nations will work on negotiations to end the war with Russia.
This is not a conflict that can end by military means. It can only end by diplomatic means. And the president's goal is to bring them both to the table to get this resolved.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. wants to hear what concessions Ukraine is willing to make.
You're not going to get a ceasefire and an end to this war unless both sides make concessions.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Meanwhile, 69 Ukrainian drones targeting the Russian capital Moscow have been shot down in a massive overnight attack, says the city's mayor. A bus crash in Montvale, New Jersey left several children injured. CBS New York reporter Naveen Dalawal went there.
One child was critically injured. Now, sources say when the bus flipped over, that child was ejected and the bus landed on top of them. Now, crews worked fast and were able to rescue the child and get a pulse.
Montville police are investigating. The search continues for a missing University of Pittsburgh student who disappeared on a spring break trip in the Dominican Republic. 20-year-old Sudiksha Konaki was last seen by surveillance cameras on the beach. She grew up in Northern Virginia, where her congressman is Suhas Subramaniam.
Worst nightmare. I've got two daughters, and I just think about a scenario like this happening to them. It's you know, really heartbreaking.
Rising rapper Doechii is now Billboard's 2025 Woman of the Year. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I am James, senior apparel designer, and this is Behind the Design with Hawks. Hawks is your classic workwear brand. It's designed for those guys that are on the job site. Just driven performance, just rugged and comfortable. Thinking of durability, everything is either double, triple stitched, bar tacked. It's built durable. It's going to perform. It's going to move with you. It's going to have everything that you need in a product. Hawks, only at Boot Barn.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? What if you could create more impact in every decision? What if you had a partner as visionary as you are? With Bank of America, you get access to our trusted experts, real-time insights, and digital tools. So whether you run a local shop or a global enterprise, you're backed by business solutions to make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. Bank of America is proud to be the official bank sponsor of FIFA World Cup 2026.
CBS's Christopher Cruz tells us there was plenty of ink being used at a Baltimore event.
As many as 20,000 people went through the doors of the 17th annual Baltimore Tattoo Arts Festival over the weekend. One of them, Cruella Morgan, says conventions are a safe space for people who often get a lot of stares and comments on the street.
Bringing all the weirdos to a place where they fit in. They all have someone that looks like them.
Many who attended already had tattoos, and some were thinking about getting more, including one man who, since 2021, has gotten a fresh tattoo every time the NFL's Baltimore Ravens won a game. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
A Los Angeles jury has rejected a man's claim that Disney's Moana was stolen from his story of a young surfer in Hawaii. They decided the creators of Moana never had access to writer and animator Buck Woodall's outlines and script for something he called Bucky the Surfer Boy. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars at a few high clouds for the overnight as a southwest to westerly wind will be a little gusty at times. Lows dropping back into the upper 30s. On Tuesday, mostly sunny skies. Winds turning to the northeast. Highs in the mid-40s, then falling late the day. Right now, it's 58.
Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love, can buy me love. Everybody tells me so. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Now buy me love. Love. Buy me love.
In the cool of the evening, say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a-winking. Stand and then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits.
Yeah. Only the lonely.
I'm not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Stay. 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
not a man today who could take me away from my God.
What you say?
There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Tell me more.
There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when you hit it much lighter. Of a beautiful sun. Someday when the world is much brighter.
Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
and timeless hits. WRJN.
Reflections of the way life you-
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Above you, I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling if you want me. If the answer is no, oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me.
Twice
on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. The answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
Dream.
came to see.
Together.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Russia says it has beaten back a massive drone attack from Ukraine that killed three people in Moscow. The attack, the biggest targeting Moscow in months, comes as the top U.S. diplomat is about to meet with a Ukrainian delegation.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio will be in Saudi Arabia for the talks with Ukrainian leaders to advance the president's goal.
We're trying to end a conflict. We're trying to end the war. We're trying to get both parties to the table.
He says the U.S. wants to hear what concessions both sides are willing to make to end the conflict.
We have to understand, what is the Ukraine real position? How far can they go? Where are the Russians? How far can they go? And then we have to see how far apart that is.
He's hoping that's easier than they think.
But it may be harder than anyone imagines.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
A judge has ordered the Trump administration not to deport a Palestinian activist until at least Wednesday. Columbia University grad and green card residency holder Mahmoud Khalil was arrested over the weekend over organizing Gaza war protests. CBS News correspondent Lilia Luciano is following the case.
The government has not provided evidence that Khalil was in any way cooperating, working with Hamas, and I have not seen any statement that the government is alleging that he made in support of Hamas even. I've talked to multiple